Last time on Left Behind.
I am going to be so glad to say goodbye to this place.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What are you going to do, David?
At the moment, it breaks into two options. Run or die.
Do an air show for him and the crowds. Crash into the Mediterranean so deep, they know we're dead and the plane is too deep to bother with search.
Better hurry if you want to see the fun. They're supposed to start the chopping tonight.
They started the mark application in the jail.
Oh.
So far, only one person's refused to take the mark. Gustav Zuckermann.
Based on The Mark, the eighth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 94 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Quiet.
Whoa, what is that smell?
55-gallon drums in the corners?
Yeah.
Your basic bathroom.
Whoa, that's a little rough, isn't it?
Officers get a separate room, just down the hall.
And you can't lead the prisoners down there periodically?
Not enough guards. All right, listen up. Quiet. You are privileged to be among the first to display your loyalty and devotion to His Excellency, the risen potentate of the global community, Nikolai Carpathia. Quiet. Quiet. Quiet down. In a few moments, you will be led to the central building where you will choose either the forehead or the right hand for the application of your loyalty mark. The area you choose will then be disinfected with an alcohol solution. When it is your turn, you will be injected with a biochip while simultaneously tattooed with the prefix 216, which identifies you as a citizen of the United Carpathian States. The application takes just seconds. The disinfectant also contains a local anesthetic, and you should
Jensen.
Experience no
yeah.
discomfort.
Middle left.
Any
red
acts
t-shirt.
Of disorderly conduct
dirty forehead
will be met
believer.
With immediate justice.
I can't tell.
For you illiterates, that means you'll be dead before you
Excuse
hit the floor.
Excuse me, officer. You there.
Me?
Yes, you. Step forward. Someone open this door. Now?
The rest of you back off. Unlock it.
Come on. You mock global community peacekeepers, young man? Come here. Come with me. You think you can get away with that? You'll learn respect.
No, sir, please. I wasn't...
Shut up and keep moving.
Wait. Who is that? We have to process him out.
Do it later. I said move.
Where are we going?
Home.
But come on. You're a believer.
Be quiet. Keep moving. Here. Here, come on. Any other believers in the cage?
I didn't see any.
Give me the name of one of the guys in the cage.
Who?
Anybody. Just give me a name.
Paolo Ganter.
Listen, you are to sit here, right here in this Jeep until I get back, okay? What you must not do, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Look at me. What you must not do is look around you. Because if you discover that no one was looking, you might be tempted to make a run for it and not stop until you're somewhere safe. Then I'd get back here later and wonder what happened to my prisoner. Understand what I'm saying?
I think so. So you do not want me to run away, right?
Correct, because then you'd probably live longer. Are we clear?
I understand, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I don't think anybody's watching at the moment. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and give you peace. Godspeed, son.
Who was that you took out of here?
Ganter, Paul. Transferred custody to the United North American States.
Whatever you say. Are there any here who will be choosing to reject the loyalty mark? Anyone? Anyone at all?
What if we say no?
You know the consequences. That's what we like to hear. No questions?
Do we get to choose what the image looks like?
No. Your incarceration limits you to only the basic chip and number tattoo. This line will move in an orderly fashion, or you will find yourself in the other line. Let's begin.
Hey, Zeke. How's the robe coming?
Well, I gotta tell you, it's a new one for me, man. I never made nothing like this before.
Well, you never made costumes for the school play?
Are you kidding? I was too busy melting stuff in the chem lab.
I could see you doing that. Oh, this looks like a ton of material. Have you actually fitted it on time?
Yeah, but I got enough material to make two if I wanted.
You heard what Sion said about clothes in the safe haven.
Thought he might want some variety. You know, one robe for leading the masses, another for going to dinner.
Always thinking, aren't you? Your dad would be proud. For what it's worth, I admired your dad. He helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he didn't fold, even when it cost him his life.
Didn't surprise me.
You had him pegged. Don't forget to mourn.
What do you mean?
I mean, and I'm speaking here as someone with way too much experience in this, but don't try to bury the grief and get it out there and deal with it. But remember that we don't mourn like those without hope. And that takes the sting out of it. You know, you are going to see your dad again. I'm going to see my wife, son.
It's going to be a really great day, isn't it?
If it didn't distract me from what needs to be done here, I'd be thinking about it constantly. I'll see you later.
Thanks.
You'll pardon me, Rayford. I didn't intend to listen in.
Oh, that's all right.
But since I did hear that, let me commend you. You did just what the Lord would have wanted you to do, and you did it well.
Thank you. God's been more patient with me than I deserve.
Isn't that true with all of us?
Yeah.
I spoke with Chloe a few moments ago. I hope I wasn't out of line.
Oh, you can't be out of line, Doc. No. You know that. Give me the update. How's it going?
She put out the request for the commodity co-op members willing to lend their planes and cars, fuel, and time to the cause of Messiah in Jerusalem. She reports that the response has been overwhelming.
Okay.
The element of danger must make these men and women rally. She says they are more willing to throw caution to the wind for this scheme than they are to make the routine flights that keep the co-op running.
That old man can't save you.
Old man? Miss Leah, you have wounded me. Allow me. I'll take him back to his mother.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go see your mama.
Rayford, I gotta tell you, I feel useful here.
What do you mean?
I mean, working with Chloe, who's incredible, by the way. And I love helping with that precious little bundle of energy.
That's the oddest family. Pulled together under the oddest circumstance, and yet it's surprisingly functional.
That it is. God having a lot to do with that, of course.
Of course. But...
You knew that was coming, huh?
Uh-huh. And I'm still finalizing assignments, and... I can tell you that yours includes getting out of here for a while.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to be selfish, and I know Chloe is as antsy as I am.
She has responsibilities here. More than you do.
Doesn't seem fair to her.
Well, I think she's okay with it.
Well, let me tell you, at times you need a break. It doesn't have to be long, and you can't wait to get back, but... Well, it's not my business. But if you find a place for her outside, even a short assignment, I'll be happy to spell her.
So you're willing to take on both the co-op and Tropical Storm Kenny?
Hey, it's only the men around here who are incapable of that.
Oh, I see.
I'm kidding, Ray. Totally kidding. Wouldn't dare cast dispersion on the guy who's going to send me to Israel.
You want to be there?
I want to be valuable to the cause. I mean, think about it. I'm not on anyone's hot list.
Yet.
And with that wacky dental appliance, a change of hair color, I'm invisible.
It would take more than that to make you Middle Eastern.
Maybe David can make me GC then. Give me a reason to be there.
GC? Huh.
Young ladies, this is your opportunity to show your loyalty to the global community and our risen potentate, Nikolai Carpathia. In a few moments, you will be led to the central building where you will tell the staff whether you want your loyalty.
Boy, if it weren't for the larger issues at stake, the conditions in here would be a story in itself, huh? Just as bad here as it is for the guys.
This bunch of girls looks pretty hard
and...
Check out. Back of the cage, middle left, the brunette.
I can't say for sure. You're not thinking of trying this in every building, are you?
Well, I hate doing nothing.
Agreed, but we could easily get ourselves killed. And what about when there's a whole group of them?
I only see one this time around. We have to at least try.
Watch and learn, buddy boy.
You! You from the North American States?
No!
Don't lie to me, dirtbag. I know your type. Open this cage. Step to the door. Now. Hands behind your head. Come here. Cuffs. Key two. Walk. Now.
At this point, anyone who wishes to refuse the procedure should speak up. Very good.
Sir?
You're refusing the loyalty mark of the global community?
I'd like to think about it. Seems kind of drastic, not something to rush into.
You understand the consequences.
I just want to think about it, that's all.
Fair enough. Anyone else? No one? Young lady, because you're the only one in this facility, you may mull this over while in line. When you are asked where you would like the mark affixed, that will be your final chance to elect not to have it.
And then?
You will be directed to the confirmation facilitator.
You know what that is, girl? You're dead. Guillotine. Head chopped off.
Still want to think it over?
Are they serious? You're going to chop my head off for wanting to think this through?
You're free to think as much as you like. And you'll have a long time to do it. As long as you choose the mark.
So I don't really have a choice, do I?
Where have you been?
Of course you have a choice. I believe I made it clear. Accept the mark or accept the alternative.
The mark? Or death.
Still want to think it over?
No.
You sure made that harder than it needed to be.
You see, gentlemen, the procedure is a model of efficiency. The disinfectant and anesthesia is applied here. And as the patient moves along, he or she receives the mark, forehead or hand. No one feels
Long
pain.
Long live Carpathia! Yeah!
Did you get her out? She was grateful. This is making me sick.
We will now move to the women's facility. Gentlemen?
But wait, it gets better, I'm sure.
This is your opportunity to show your loyalty to the global community.
I'll be in the back.
And our risen potentate,
they look
Nikolai
like they're praying.
Carpathia.
About 20 of them, wouldn't you say?
Some of them have marks,
the
but not all. And your friend's wife is recruiting new believers even on her way to the guillotine.
Right hand.
Heroic.
The area you choose
a little hard
will
to watch. You need to stay.
Solution.
You have to give Lucas his message
Ladies,
to him.
Ladies, please. You, in the back. Officer, take care of them. Use the rifle if necessary.
Yes, sir. Ladies, you will cease and desist, face the front, and give Officer Athenas your full attention. Do you understand me?
Gracious Father, I thank you that you have chosen to place us here, where so many need to hear
you have
of
been
your...
warned.
No, Buck. There's nothing we can do here.
Let that be a lesson to all of you. Keep it up, and I'll use the other end of the gun on you.
I shall not.
Just so we know, how many will be rejecting the mark of loyalty and choosing the alternative?
I will not take the mark, for I will not betray my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You choose execution by guillotine rather than the mark of loyalty?
I too refuse.
Two of you, then.
I also refuse.
You all want to die tonight? I'm counting eight.
Yes.
You eight will... Nine. You nine will go to the extreme right when you... All right, now ten. When you are led to the processing center, lower your hands. Two more?
No.
12 of you?
will stand beside.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Those taking the mark stay left. Suicide stay to the right. Proceed.
I want to speak with this one.
Yeah, go ahead. Try to talk some sense into the woman.
Ma'am, what you are doing here is... Mrs. Miklos. Mrs. Miklos, I'm so sorry. Lucas wanted me to tell you that he loves you with all of his heart and will see you in heaven.
I know you, don't I?
Yes.
I'd shake your hand, but then you'd be in line with us.
There's no need.
Tell Lucas, thank you for leading me to Jesus. I see him. I see him. I see my Savior and cannot wait to be with him.
On your feet, lady. You chose this and you're going to take it standing
She's
up.
She's losing a lot of blood.
And she'll lose a lot more if she doesn't change her mind. But what are we going to do with all these bodies? We weren't prepared for anything like this.
God bless you.
And you as well. We will see you in heaven.
We shall start with enforcements.
I'm in
here. Any who wish to switch lines may do so at any time.
Maybe
ladies,
we should be with them.
Once you have been secured in position in the apparatus, no change of mind will be honored. Inform someone before that, or suffer the consequences.
That's Lucas's wife.
Has this been tested? I want no malfunctions.
No, it has, sir.
Carry on.
Look, this is your last chance, ma'am. Once you are secured in the apparatus, your fate is sealed.
Turn her around. We want to see it happen.
Shut up! This is not for your amusement.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art
long live Carpathia.
Okay, no, keep your hands up, bud. Oh, there you go. Oh, good boy.
You're Hattie's big helper, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Hattie.
I'm in here, Ray. I'm just getting Kenny squared away. Okay, we're all done.
Do you have a minute?
If that little guy is drowsy, I've got all the time in the world. Now, come to think of it, that figure of speech just doesn't mean that much anymore, does it?
Everything's up for grabs these days, apparently even our cliches.
Bummer, huh?
Listen, could I get you to do me a favor?
Oh, sure, anything.
Well, it has to do with Chaim.
Oh, isn't he the best?
He's great, but he needs something Tion and I don't seem to be able to give him.
Rayford, he's twice my age.
Hattie,
I mean,
never mind.
Oh.
Have you seen Chaim pacing around, repeating things?
Yeah. Verses and things that Tion has taught him?
Right, but, well, he doesn't seem confident. You caught the excitement of being a believer right away. I mean, 24 hours before, you were ready to commit suicide.
Oh, I wasn't just ready, Rayford. I went through with it. Or at least I tried to.
Well, with Doc, it's different. But he seems to like you a lot. He's intrigued by your questions and energy. I was thinking that maybe you could... Maybe coming from you, you could help him find the joy in all of this.
Joy?
Yes. For the time being, your name is Joy.
Huh. I had a second cousin named Joy.
Good. Go with that.
Got it. You ready for an interruption? And I will not take no for an answer.
As I don't appear to have a choice, yes, I could use a diversion.
Good.
Something on your mind, Miss Durham?
Oh, just call me Joy.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Listen, I've noticed... Okay, you're new at this, just like me, but you're not all over the place talking about it.
I'm on assignment. Heavy study load. You remember college, do you not?
Oh, I didn't finish. Wanted to see the world. But hey, you won't let the studying get in the way of the thrill, will you? This has to be more than just a class, or you'll take the fun out of it.
I don't associate any of this with fun.
Yeah,
it's about survival now. Fun comes later.
I don't mean fun, like ha-ha fun. But the truth of the whole thing can reach us, can it? Inside, get to us?
I suppose.
But you don't have the joy.
I told you about the joy. It's later.
I can't convince you, but I want you to know I'm thrilled that you're my brother, and I'm on fire about what God's calling you to do.
I've come to see that Sion is right. I'm in a unique position to be involved in something strategic.
Yeah.
I'm resigned to do it, but I do not long for it or look forward to it.
I do.
Listen to me now, Miss Durham.
I'm sorry.
I accept this mantle with great gravity. I'm working not to be a coward or even reluctant. This is not something one should eagerly embrace as some sort of honor or achievement.
Okay, well, you're right about that. But doesn't it also humble you that God would choose you for something like this?
Humbled, yes. There are times when I can identify with the Lord Messiah himself when he asked that, if possible, his father would let this cup pass from him.
But he also said, not my will, but yours be done.
Indeed. Indeed he did. Pray for me that I will approach that same level of brokenness and willingness.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you that I know God is going to do great things through you. And I'll be praying for you every step of the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my young sister.
You're welcome.
That means more to me than I can say.
Only one building left.
Yeah, and unless Pastor Demeter was, I don't know, transferred, he's got to be in there.
And you trust the source of your info regarding his arrest?
Implicitly. Why?
It would be a long shot, but what if they were ahead of us on this one?
A setup?
Welcome to Building 5, gentlemen.
Everything ready?
Indeed, sir.
Good.
I heard whooping and hollering down the way a bit. Somebody chewed the blade, did they?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Certainly.
I'll go ahead in and start the instructions.
That's fine.
What is it?
Well, it's from David. Top priority. Rendezvous at Kozani, 100 hours with GC. Penal officer reassigned to USNA. Urgent. Paper specified destination. Contact Asian late 20s sealed. Huh. Interesting.
So next door there, mate. More in one?
Wasn't pretty.
Really? Oh, wish I'd seen it. Never saw somebody buy it before. You watched, eh?
I said it wasn't pretty.
Sorry, I'm just asking. How many you see then?
Just the one.
But there were more. How about you, Commander? You stay for the whole show?
Leave it alone, Corporal. Several women chose the blade, and in doing so showed more bravery than any man I have ever seen.
That right, is it? But they wasn't loyal to the potentate now then, was they?
Would you choose to die for a conviction you held deeply?
I do feel deeply, gents, only I'm on the other side of it now, ain't I? I choose what makes sense. Man rises from the dead, he's got my vote.
Apparently, he didn't get theirs.
Apparently not, then. Apparently not. So, gents, you seem a mite bit worked up about this. How about it, then? Carpavia get your vote? Wouldn't he?
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Mark by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.